Hi, my name is Kristen Moran from Numi.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm interviewing Tamika Sears from Arizona. Welcome, Tamika. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Tamika, can you start by describing your ideal client?
Absolutely. My ideal clients are people who want to really thrive in their careers, and they also want to help others around them be successful as well. So it's people who may not necessarily be fearless right now, but they want to be able to fearlessly overcome those tough challenges and grow and develop. So if it's someone that's stuck in their career or they are leading a team and they don't know why they're not getting the results that they're expecting and they're like, what is going on here? Then that is my ideal client.
Okay, great. So, how do you help your clients achieve their goals? What's your process?
So the process can be different depending on the outcome that the client's looking for. So I like to use DISC assessments to help with the team portion of communication, 360s to collect feedback from everyone that the client works with on a day-to-day basis. I use the implicit bias test if I'm helping someone eliminate blind spots. So depending on the coaching engagement and what their goals are, I could use all of those tools or none of them. My process works well if someone who is not looking to maintain their status quo. So I help facilitate changes, and sometimes the path there can be bumpy. So the first step is to discover what they actually want from coaching, and then we go from there.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And Tamika, what kind of feedback do you typically get from your clients after you've been working together for a while?
I think the biggest piece of feedback that I get is that they are very happy with the level of honesty that I provide and that I ask of them. So it's not just me being honest, but I push them to be honest with myself and honest with themselves. So that just in and of itself has really, really resonated with my clients. They have gotten to be executives at great organizations. They have led teams to greatness that were failing before. So just having that level of honesty with themselves, it really is, it can be so good for them with coaching.
Definitely. And that's wonderful feedback. Thank you for sharing that. And finally, what's your background and how did you get into coaching?
So oddly enough, I got into coaching after having a really bad coaching experience for myself. I engaged a coach and it didn't go well. So there was no mutual trust and the engagement really went poorly. So then I interacted with a coach who was working with an executive that I knew, and he was just awesome and I just clung on to him. And he has become my mentor and he helped guide me through the process of learning what it actually means to be a coach. So I have a master's in leadership and I've got over 15 years of experience in HR. So I was like, oh, I know how to do this. And it turns out, no, I absolutely did not know how to coach. So thankfully, my mentor was awesome and he taught me the right way to do things. And I did a coaching certification through the Institute for Integrative Coach Training down here in Arizona. And I absolutely loved it. And I learned how to truly be a coach. And because of that training and because of my mentor, I'm able to do what I love. I love leadership development, and I'm so lucky that I get to do this every day.
That's great, Tamika. Thank you again for sharing, and thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.